Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 221. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Got a bunch of guys on the show bringing a bunch of apps. Occasionally we have a girl on the show bringing apps as well. But not this show. We'll try to get another female on soon. But the idea is to help you guys with some app discovery. Find out some apps that maybe you guys haven't heard of before, and you can install it on your phones and be that much better for it. So hope we can help. Let me introduce the co-hosts and we'll get right into it, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Big Steve.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Not average size, not small.
How you doing, man? Doing good?
I'm doing great. Good. Doing really good. Thanks for asking.
No.
How about
problem.
Yourself?
Insanity. Kids just came down and I begged them to be quiet because they had to go to bed.
I saw them. Why did they come down? They wanted cookies or something?
No, they wanted to hug and kiss for bed.
Ah, that's nice.
When they're good, they're good. They're golden. When they're not, I lose more hair off the top of my head.
Yes. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Not much. Dementites and Dementoids. I'm just here another day to share a couple apps with you and everybody. And glad to be here. It's a nice time every time.
Thanks for coming, Eric. We love having you. It is definitely a nice time every time. Sounds like the end of a beer commercial. Beer 30. Nice time.
We scared away the black bear. It's a nice time every time with Rolling Rock Ale.
Oh, that was so funny. Also joining us, Jeff Halish, host of Podnuts Daily on the Podnuts Network, the great revival of Podnuts Daily. How's it going with that show, Jeff?
Oh, it's going great. We've had a lot of guests, contact me. I've contacted a lot of people, and we've had regular show going on. And even with the regular Podnuts show, getting with businesses and stuff, and having them come on the show and share what they're doing in the computer repair field, it's been fun for me. It's very enjoyable.
Oh, that's awesome. You're doing a great job too.
Thank you.
And yeah, you're hosting Podnuts as well.
Yes.
Awesome. Very cool. And you have your own computer repair business.
Yep. Yeah. That's what I was. Yeah. Before today, I was spending all day with a laptop from HELL.
It
was something.
What brand was it?
Yeah, it was a Dell. It was an XPS, liquid spilled on it 2 years ago, and customer didn't let me know, and there was many problems besides the FBI virus that I had to remove. So exciting times.
The fact that can't press the enter button without it staying down, things like that.
Yeah, and then the keyboard, because I tried to clean it a little bit, shorted out, and
sounds like the laptop from DELL.
The laptop from Dell. That's awesome. And your computer repair business is TechNut PC, right?
Yes. Yep.
Very cool. Guys, got to check it out. If you have any computers for Jeff to fix, send them to Jeff. All right. Well, let's start with Eric this week, then we'll do Jeff and Dor.
Oh, the only reason you went with me first is because I brought this app for you, right, Steve? Is that why?
Yes,
yeah, I think. I brought an app for you. This is called Cuppa 101 Coffee Guide. So, okay. I drink coffee, but it's always Maxwell House, basically every day, at work.
That's good to the last drop.
It is. And the people who work with me are a little particular about their coffee. After the first pot, we only make half pots because they can taste the burntness of it sitting on there too long. I'm not quite into that much. So I thought that this app was going to be like some kind of a scanner app where I would walk into a supermarket and see if, this is really good tasting or highly rated coffee brand or not. But no, what this is even cooler. It teaches you how to make all these different kinds of things you see at your favorite coffee store, and it explains what they actually are.
Oh, like a salted caramel macchiato type of thing?
Yeah, is that your brand?
I don't know.
Is that what you do?
I know, and it's not what I get, but I hear them say stuff like that all the time at Starbucks. I just get a latte.
Latte? It tells you that, I think. Latte, cappuccino, doppio, espresso. It tells you how the different there's different kind of brewers and brew, you know, types like French press, drip brewer, you know, percolator, things like that. It's just basically anything you wanted to ever know about coffee. And in one app. It's just an informational app.
This is good. I actually like this. I'm not a huge coffee drinker. And I think one of the reasons is I don't know what they all are. I just found out what a latte was a month ago. I had no clue.
So is it espresso with cream?
Yeah, it's an espresso with steamed milk.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, so I don't know what any of the other stuff is, so I'll check it out with this app. And then I'll probably try it.
Cool. That's why I brought it for you.
Thanks, man.
And I think actually somebody shared this to us on Google Plus. That's where I got it from.
I think you brought this for me because I'm actually a coffee snob. I only have Starbucks in my house. I don't go to Starbucks all the time, but I actually buy the fresh beans and chop them up myself.
Nice.
This is very cool.
See, what Starbucks flavor do you get? Like medium roast?
No.
Dark?
Oh yeah.
Really?
The darker the better.
Dude, doesn't it that's like almost like cocaine if your coffee's that strong, isn't it?
Well, I'm so used to it, it doesn't affect me like that anymore. Oh. I'm not addicted though. Honest.
I can stop tomorrow.
I'm not wide awake at midnight, really. I do Senseo, and I'm having a hard time finding the pods for my Senseo maker anymore. And everything went to Keurig in the plastic cups.
I don't even know what Senseo is.
Senseo, they're round paper discs full of coffee, and you just set them one cup at a time in there. Kind of like, the same.
Round and flat.
Yeah, kind of like what you get in a hotel, but it uses really high pressure when it brews it, and it always has like a foamy top when it's done. Even though there's no milk included, it always has like a thing, and you can swirl it around and make a face or whatever you want.
Well, I despise coffee because it's just so bitter. It's a acquired taste, I'll just say that, but I'm in love with caffeine. So here's my question. I've been in really close to looking into, I want to say it's a cold brew or cold drip coffee. Supposedly has no bitter taste whatsoever. The bitter taste comes from burnt, and the cold brew supposedly is no bitterness at all. So I'm tempted to check that out. I'm going to guess that's not in this app.
I'd have to pull it up. I'm not sure. I'll check there.
Well, and this app has a fantastic name, but very bad for SEO. It's CUPPA101, no spaces.
So now, would you drink the cold brew hot or with ice?
No, typically what you do with the cold stuff is it's so almost thick and potent, you cannot drink it straight, or you might have to go to the emergency room. You literally,
Jeff could drink it.
I could.
Jeff you, you like quite literally have to take it and add water to it to, dilute it.
I went to a new coffee shop that just opened up. We have no coffee shops until now, as of like a week ago or something. So I went to this place, give it a try. And I just got done eating lunch, so I wasn't really in the mood for something hot, So I ordered an iced coffee, and she's like, "Do you want regular or large?" And I didn't know how they tasted there, so I'm like, "Oh, let's take a regular." So I get a regular, and I would say it's like 12 ounces. It was $3.20. And I watched her make it. And for your coffee shop owners, don't let the customer see how you do stuff. Because what she did is she took a milk jug of pre-brewed coffee out, dumped that in my cup, put ice in it. And then she took a gallon of 2% milk, dumped that in my cup, and then a squirt of some syrup out of one of the lined up bottles of syrup in the back, and then stuck a straw in it and gave it to me. Like wow, for $3.20, I would have thought that it would have had at least some kind of machine with a lot of noise or some kind of pressure steam coming off somewhere or something, I could almost do that myself, really. I don't know. Am I wrong to expect that?
Not from iced coffee. I've learned that too. They pre-brew it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
They still should have like ran it through something to make give the impression.
Right. And so they just put a big wall so I never see that again. It's too late. I can't unsee this now. But
they need like a mouse trap type of contraption, like that game mouse trap that makes that right. just drips the coffee right in your cup.
Yeah. There you yeah. go.
Yeah.
What about Sanka? Does this app go over Sanka?
I doubt it. You know what? Cold coffee brewing is not one of the... There is one called Chemex, which sounds intriguing.
Doesn't sound good.
I don't see
Senseo. We're taking this to where disc coffee is. I was we got to move on. All right. All right, cool. Jeff, what do you got for us today?
Okay, so with this next app, I'm just going to say that, Eric, I am a gamer.
Yeah.
And I actually play games on the PC all the time, but the games that I especially like on tablets or phones is the ones where you touch things. Yes, I like to touch things. And this one's called Funky Smugglers, and it's the music of it is the best. It's like the 70s tunes, you know, just kind of a bebopping, 70s dance hall. And what these people do is they go through a scanner, and the scanner picks up and shows if they're carrying contraband. And so what you've got to do is you've got to drag the contraband off of them and throw it away before they get all the way through the, it's like an airport scanner. And you can grab the objects, and if you chain them together, like if you grab multiple objects as they're going through, you get bonuses, and you can throw things up, you can throw them to the left, you can throw them to the right, you get different points, throw them down. But every once in a while, there's a bomb in there. You don't want to touch the bomb because then you'll lose a life. And this is just a fun game, just to sit there and just play. But really, the music is the best part. You can just sit there and chill out for a minute, grabbing things, throwing it side to side, spend a couple minutes and go through a round or so. And it's just fun.
This looks so great, man. It does. What a great game. It looks like a blast.
It's weird that you let them put the bomb on the plane, but was there like non-contraband too? Like I see like teddy bears and apples and stuff. Do you get like negative points if you hit those then?
I can't remember. There's the non items. You don't have to. I can't remember if you don't touch those. I don't think you touch those at all, because I think again those will take away points. But like the little, you see the little round ball there with the little fuse on it or whatever. They got all kinds of weird stuff on here. Apples and chainsaws and Uzis and plungers and.
I like
so cool.
I like the video too. It's got like actual people in it. That's funny.
Well, and the little old lady, she's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
She's kind of going through the little thing and, kind of going slow or whatever. And then the next thing you see under her hat, she's got an Uzi or something, Then they got the guys with the big afros and stuff like that. And it's funny.
Yeah, this looks really well done. Very fun.
Good name, too.
Yeah.
Very fitting, too.
Cool. We got to get the guys from this on, 11-Bit Studios.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll say they have good music. I agree, Jeff. But also great icon for the app, too. The icon kind of says everything.
Yep. Yeah. Wait, is the music good because it's old? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know what you're talking about, Jeff.
It's like 30 years old.
A little more than that. Try about 40.
It is. It's 40. Oh, my God.
So it's just about ready to be hip.
Yeah, it's coming back.
Yep.
Bell bottoms, baby. Oh, wait. Those already came back through. Yeah.
I love it. You guys got anything else on Funky Smugglers?
Very good find, sir. And it's only 99 cents. It's, to me, one of those things. How can it not be worth 99 cents with
exactly
music like that?
Yeah. I really like this. Cool. All right, Dor, what do you got for us today?
Okay. What I'm going to bring this time is a very specific niche app. If you never post YouTube videos, fast forward 3 minutes. This is called YouTube Creator Studio. The name is almost a little misleading. What this really is this is a way to better, okay, right now on your mobile device, to manage your YouTube account and to manage things about your YouTube account. It's incredibly hard. You basically have to do it all through a web browser. It's a very heavy interface via this app. It gives you direct access to like your dashboard and your management of videos, including what you want to monetize, what you do not want to monetize your analytics. You're in in engagement. You can post content, you can take content down, you can mark it as private, you can do all the things that I know of, at least, you can normally do in your YouTube dashboard via this app. And it's a genuine Google.inc app, so,
yeah. Ah. Wow. Yeah, very misleading name. I would think that you'd be able to create YouTube videos with this.
Yeah.
Why do they call it that?
Maybe they're going to add more to it later?
In the YouTube app right now, you can literally click and add and upload videos. So that already exists. I don't understand what they're thinking by.
Hmm. Yeah. How is this different than the regular YouTube app? If this is from Google,
In the other YouTube app, it's mainly supposed to just be a front end interface to view the videos. This is only to manage your personal uploaded video portfolio.
Oh, okay. I see. I gotcha.
Gotcha. Hmm. I'm just checking it out now here.
Yeah. If you at all manage your own channel or know someone that does upload YouTube videos to any degree, this is the kind of app they basically need to have accessible to them.
Yeah.
I got a couple guys in mind.
Great. Yeah, because, you know, it looks like it's got analytics in there, so you can see what's going on, views, and, you know, like respond to comments and different things on your channel.
Yeah.
And that for mobile ease, that, you know, especially when you're not sitting behind a computer all day, that is pretty useful.
Yes, I will say on the mobile environment, to manage comments on a video that you posted, it is literally near impossible. Trust me when I say this. It is so hard to manage your comments without the use of this app.
Yeah. So if you're on a date and you turn down some podcasters, you can easily pull up and manage your YouTube channel.
Yeah. Do some emergency firefighting if you need to, yes.
I want to know whose station this is. They made $7,000 in the last 30 days.
Vsauce is a very popular, this guy was also, let's just say this. This guy's not just a YouTuber. He was literally invited to the White House to talk about education kind of thing. Cause, he focuses each video as like a little niche of, it's a unique blend of experiences and, facts, I'll say, good stuff. He's pretty entertaining.
Hmm. Well, he's getting paid for it handsomely.
The amount of views and stuff. Yeah, he should be getting paid.
Yeah. Really cool app. I need to do more YouTube stuff. I really do. And I would definitely use this. This looks great. I'm all over analytics. When I have like a venture, I just check my analytics constantly. I get obsessed. Like I'm doing a lot of stuff on SoundCloud now and I'm just like checking every hour.
That is obsessed. So
I'd be all over. Yeah. Cool, man. You guys have anything else on YouTube Creator Studio?
No, it looks cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to suggest it to a couple people. Anybody who knows a friend who does a lot on YouTube, man, this would help them keep it under wraps. Or under, yeah. Not wraps, but under control for them. Sometimes it can get daunting, get stuff like that.
All right. Well, you know what? I have one app. It's an app I brought before, and I wanted to just do like a recap on it, because it got a major update. And I'm not liking it too much. Mm-hmm. another app I'm obsessed with, or service I'm obsessed with, is PayPal. I love PayPal. I got my PayPal debit card. I get paid through PayPal for so many things that I do. It gets way more traffic than my bank account, my PayPal account. And the PayPal app on Android used to be nice and simple, and it used to show how much money you have when you open it, and you could just see it right there. Now there's too many features. You got to open it up. You got to say, I got to look at my activity or my wallet or this or that. I'm like, just show me my balance, you know? And there are ways to just like set it so it shows your balance, but a lot of times, I don't know about a lot, but several times I've opened this and my balance just doesn't show up. So I think it's buggy, it's bloated, and I wish they would have kept it more simple.
So Steve, are you saying show me the money?
Yeah. Yeah, I want my app to show me the money.
I was making sure.
Definitely. I wish they made like PayPal Lite, like a PayPal Lite app that all it does is show your account activity, like your balance.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that now as soon as you open up it plasters ads basically. They don't classify them as ads. They classify them as offers to all different places that they think are physically close to you where you might like to save some money. I don't look at it as an opportunity to save money. I look at it as a chance to spend money. So right. I do not like seeing those offers in air quotes as soon as I launch the app.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not good.
They want you spending on PayPal more than collecting.
You know, the one thing I can't stand is when I don't mind ads when they're down at the top or bottom or whatever. That's fine. Well, the ones I don't like is I downloaded something the other day. It was like 80s TV show songs or whatever. And I downloaded this thing. And as soon as it loaded up, I went to go press one of the songs and this big ad popped up right underneath my thumb and boom, it went to the website. You know, I'm like going, seriously? I don't like that. Yeah.
I immediately uninstall when that happens to me.
Yep.
Yep, absolutely.
I really do.
This is like the way this is like the old websites and stuff. Everything used to be really good and simple, and then they just bloat themselves out. Like, it's just a trend that the developers don't know when to stop in these big companies like this.
Right.
Somebody has a great idea in some board meeting and they're like, that's everybody's going to want that. Let's do this.
I'll just say I'm not speaking on experience or personal experience or hands-on experience or experience from my 9-to-5 or anything, but most of the time in businesses, the people making the decisions about this kind of thing have no idea about the actual impact or the usage case or the design normalcies that are standard across the environment already. They just know what's good for their business model.
Yeah, they have not a clue. It sucks when managers are so far detached from like the actual user. Like, example, Bob Evans, right? They remodeled the whole store. Okay. Now, when you go in there, they have it set up where there's all these booths all around the edge. And then they have tables in the middle section, like where the booths aren't. But the tables are so close together, you could be literally eating next to a total stranger who's 2 inches away. This table's like 2 inches away from you. I asked them, I'm like, why do you do this? And they go, management thought it would be cool to have a more personable atmosphere, you know, like very friendly, more friendly with you. I'm like, who wants that?
To me, like, seems like prison.
Who surveyed that?
That's I wanted that, I'd stay home.
Next to total strangers. What?
If I wanted that, I'd stay home.
Exactly. let's all like sit next to total strangers and just have a great old time. Unfortunately, people aren't like that.
The tables move, right, though? They do move still.
They do move, but you can't move them one way or the other without them getting too close to the booth. And then you'll be sitting next to a stranger in the booth.
I would think the reason they would do that is because they're always moving tables anyway. This way they only have to move them 2 inches when you get like a big group of 12 farmers in there. Or I don't know, 12 volunteers getting ready to go clean the highway or whatever. They all have breakfast before they go do whatever volunteer thing they're going to do, and that way they don't have to push them so far. I don't know.
Where do you live? We don't have volunteers. Don't clean our highways. It ain't volunteers. I can tell you that.
The volunteers in the orange jumpsuits.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
They don't let those guys go to Bob Evans anyway.
Not in my town. Anyway.
Thanks for volunteering.
Oh, So yeah. Anyway, Stuart got us rolling on that one, and I just kind of took it off the edge. But that's the PayPal app, and not happy with it. So I hope they simple it, make it simpler.
You're gonna blame me for that?
No. You started it. I'm blaming myself. Anyway, let's do some emails because this is the middle of the week show, and we have some emails. So we'll finish off the show with emails, and then on Friday it'll be Empty the Tank Day, where we'll just unload whatever we got left. This one's from Troy. He says, just listened to the latest podcast, and I heard you read an email from a listener about Sweet Home Image Backup. I, too, had just tried that app out, and it works fine, but I just came across another syncing app called Sync Me Wireless. This app seems to have more options and a better, though not perfect, interface. This app does basically the same thing. You can select your computer or NAS for it to sync practically anything you want on your phone to your computer. It actually has multiple sync options, such as two-way sync, copy from phone to PC, copy from PC to phone, move to PC, move to phone, etc. It's free for basic use, but for more options and settings, it's $3.33. I'll probably purchase it, but I'm going to try it out for a few days first. And that's from Troy. That's cool.
And yes, Eric, thanks, Troy. It's $3.33.
Nice.
Why
a winning combination?
Because Eric's kind of obsessed with 33s. I was told.
From what?
I don't know. He's drinking his Rolling Rock beers covered in 33s.
But you can't see it because it's Invisibeer.
All right. Cool. Well, thanks, Troy, and we'll definitely put that one in. I guess the show notes.
I don't know. He didn't send the link.
He might have, but I just enabled it.
Okay. I'm lazy.
This one's from Todd. He says, hey there, addicts. I found an app that Steve C. may have some interest in, along with other music-centric folk. Cross DJ Free looks to be a really amazing app. I messed around with this version for a while, but you may as well call me DJ Noob. Also, my Motorola Atrix is not the newest thing around, so it has some lag issues that were really annoying. It's pretty incredible what it can do, even with my lag issues. If I had any knowledge of mixing or recording, it would be valuable for using this app. Oh, man, I meant to download this and check it out before I brought this email, but I didn't get a chance to do it yet. Todd, I'm gonna download it this week, and I'll do a recap on it next week. But looking at it, it does look pretty awesome. It literally looks like if you do a Google search for Native Instruments Traktor S2, it looks like that in software form.
What was the name of the app again?
It's called Cross DJ Free - Mix Your Music from Mix Vibes. And it looks like it looks like if anybody has used Virtual DJ on their computer or Serato or Traktor, it looks like a Android app version of that has all the features. Wow. Looks like effects. I mean,
sweet.
Sample buttons. Neat.
And I'm definitely going to check this out. I'll be looking on SoundCloud for that DJ Noob. Check you out, Todd.
That's I know, man. Isn't that a great name? Todd definitely has to step it up as DJ Noob. Todd, we want to hear some of your mixes as DJ Noob, please. Definitely. Because this app probably can save your mixes too, I'm guessing. So. Awesome, man. Thanks for that. This is from Jesse. He says, hello, all. This is Jesse in St. Peters, Missouri. I'm bringing the app I'm bringing is called Towel Root. Who brought this?
Me.
Didn't Dora?
Yep.
Okay. This is an extremely easy method to root a lot of devices, especially some of the harder Samsung devices. It's not in the Play Store, but I used it to root my T-Mobile version GS5. Towelroot.com, free and G, but there is a donate, which I would suggest since it's awesome. Had some others, but checked the list and they are already in there. But I do have an update to bring. I had the Samsung remote app on this phone and it wasn't very useful to me before. I decided to open it again before I deleted it, and it has a ton of new features. It not only controls my Samsung TV, but controls my Charter cable box by searching for shows directly and selecting them off of a visual guide, or has a channel selector for the cable box. Keep up the good work, Jesse. Battery 87% on my rooted GS5.
Nice.
Sweet. Ooh. That sounds awesome.
Nice phone, nice app. It's nice. Sounds like it's got a lot of features on that remote app, too. I'm encouraged as a Samsung user, and that seems to be my brand, but I'm encouraged that there's other ways other than Odin to now root and ROM this phone or our phones.
Is there?
Well, Towel Root, I just use Cyanogen Mod installer on this one. So that's two, you know. Well, I guess unless you have to do the Odin to do to flash the recovery and then use Towel Root. I've never used Towel Root. So What do you think, Dor?
Towel Root is just root. You're still going to need other tools to flash ROMs and other things, but this is the quick, dare I say, down and dirty, get her done, root your phone, and then you can look at doing other tasks.
But this will get your recovery changed?
No, this will just root your phone. This is a very unitasking type app.
Okay.
Sweet. Thank you, Jesse, for that. And here's a voicemail.
Can't remember the young lady who was talking about FM synthesizers from the 80s and was so into those. It's Mr. Gadget. It's Bruce here from Kansas City. And I happen to know a bit more than the average person about FM synthesizers from the 80s. I was a music major, making great use of my music degree here with my computer career that I've had. But it was mostly about computers and music was one of the reasons why I learned about computers and had that computer career. I had a friend who had a similar interest in a recording studio and computers and things like that, and he not only got a bachelor's of music degree, but a electronics engineering degree, went back to school and finished up those kinds of things after he decided he didn't want to be a high school math teacher and kind of quit for a bit. And then after he got his bachelor's degree, he went out to Stanford University, a well-known school on the West Coast, and went to work on his master's, his doctorate, and even postdoctorate at CARMA, which is the music lab at Stanford. CCRMA stands for Center for Computer Research in Music and Acoustics. And the reason that this really great super music and acoustics lab could exist at Stanford is because...
Where is he going with this?
I'm not sure.
This is like a run-on story.
It's close. I think there was something. I don't know. I remember listening to it. I was.
It's halfway done.
It did break the minute-long, 3-minute mark.
Thank you for that voicemail. Very detailed. The problem is, like, most of the people listening don't care about FM synthesis. I don't think. I love it. I'll talk about it all day long. But I think we're just going to confuse people. That's my worry. But thanks for the voicemail. Hey, let's go around and see what you guys have to say to the folks before we end off this show. Just something short. And then we can do a final, like, last hurrah goodbye on the Friday show. So... anything you want to say to the folks before we end off this show, Dor?
Thanks for the support. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for spreading the word.
Coolness. Eric?
He took the words right out of my mouth. I've got nothing after that. It's perfect. And hey, just send more emails and voicemails.
Definitely. And Jeff?
I just appreciate you guys having me on the show. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, man. Can't wait to have you on Friday. We're going to have to wait 48 hours.
I know. He's got coffee. He'll be all right.
He'll be fine.
That's right. He'll be up the whole time.
Double espresso shot. Yeah, we'll be all right.
So, hey, guys, since, you know, Mr. Gadget's brought up synthesizers, if you are interested in, like, electronic music, check out the show I'm doing. I'm literally gathering up the biggest name DJs and producers I could find on the planet and interviewing them and asking them how they make their music. The show is called the EDM Producer Podcast. You can find it at edmr.com. That's edmmr.com. All right, that's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. See you Friday.